Hi, I'm Carrie Vollmer Sanders with the Nature Conservancy. I also farm in Western Lake Erie Basin, and for the Nature Conservancy, I work on Lake Erie issues.
Well, Carrie, we're here at the Soil Health Summit, the first ever Soil Health Summit, which is part of the outcome of the Soil Health Partnership, which TNC helped start. Why was this a project that TNC felt was something that they wanted to be involved in?
Well, we have a lot to do in agriculture. We've got to feed a lot of people. We have a lot of farmland that's being taken out of production each year to grow houses instead of corn. So one of the things that we've been really interested in is how can we grow more food on the same amount of acres? And to do that, the health of the soil is really key. So that's one of the reasons why we've been involved in for such a long time in the Soil Health Partnership.
What is TNC's actual role in the Soil Health Partnership?
We are a technical advisor, and we're also on the science team. We've also been involved in getting a few farms enrolled and helping them walk through the field plots and getting the information out to other growers.
Well, what did you think about this summit, the first ever one? How did you feel it turned out?
It was a great mix of people from all over the Midwest. We had some great leadership here from D.C., so it was good to see the support nationally for something that's going on, I would say, locally, regionally, within the country. And it was a great opportunity to network with the different farmers and what they're seeing when they put the plots in place and what they're learning. And I think over the next 5 years, we're really going to learn a lot.
How do you feel, how does TNC feel about the progress that was made in the first year?
I think we learned a lot about how the process is going to work. There's so much data that we're going to gain, and how are we going to use that data to move forward? So I think it was a learning year. It also was a great year to get those farmers initially to talk about, we're going to try this cover crop plot. What are the technical difficulties? What are the logistical difficulties? And sharing that with other farmers that are just going to come on board for this next year.
As a farmer yourself, Carrie, how is this helping you?
We're learning a lot about our farm, taking a closer look at the management of what we're doing with the cover crops versus no cover crops. So that's been really interesting to just take a closer look. We've not done a soil health test analysis before, so that information has been really helpful. We get the N, P, and K test, but often we don't learn about what the biology of the soil or some of those physical properties. So it's been interesting to learn about the field in those other ways, which we haven't been able to in the past.
Great. That's all the questions I have, Carrie. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
So one of the things with the Soil Health Partnership that we hope to learn by the end of this project and maybe in the future is not just what some of the benefits are to the yield, but also the benefits to the environment. So how healthy the soil is can also help with the water quality issues that we're seeing in Des Moines or Toledo. And really that can change the game for agriculture. So it's not just a yield that we're talking about when we talk about soil health. It's also those environmental impacts.
Well, thank you very much. Here at the first ever Soil Health Summit in St. Louis, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.